U.S. lawmakers call for 9/11-style commission to investigate Capitol riot. Democratic and Republican lawmakers have issued fresh calls for a bipartisan 9/11-style commission to investigate why government officials and law enforcement failed to stop the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January, following Donald Trump's acquittal in his impeachment on charges that he incited the insurrection. The commission would be modeled after a panel created in the aftermath of the 9/11 terror attacks, which reviewed what caused the atrocity and laid out recommendations on how to foresee and prevent any future incursions. "We need a 9/11 commission to find out what happened and make sure it never happens again, and I want to make sure that the Capitol footprint can be better defended next time," said Lindsey Graham, a Republican senator of South Carolina and close Trump ally who voted to acquit the former president on Saturday. "His behavior after the election was over the top," Graham said of the former president on Fox News Sunday. Democrat Chris Coons of Delaware agreed. Speaking on ABC's This Week, he said that a bipartisan commission would make sure we secure the Capitol going forward and that we lay bare the record of just how responsible and how abjectly violating of his constitutional oath Trump really was. Using harrowing video footage from the day, Democratic House prosecutors laid out their case that the former president stoked the attack with violent rhetoric and dangerous insistence on the debunked conspiracy theories suggesting he had won the 2020 presidential election, against all evidence that he had, in fact, lost. 7 Republicans joined 50 Democrats in the Senate to hold Trump responsible for inciting the deadly insurrection, led by armed supporters who announced intentions to kill or harm lawmakers including Mike Pence, the former vice president, and Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker. Though the result of the trial was the most bipartisan in history, House managers ultimately did not secure the 67 votes required to convict Trump. But an independent commission could be another way for both Republicans and Democrats to hold Trump accountable. Other investigations have already been planned, with 2 Senate committees set to investigate security failures during the riots. In the House, Pelosi has also asked for a review of the Capitol's security process. "There should be a complete investigation about what happened," said Bill Cassidy, a Republican senator of Louisiana who has been censured by fellow Republicans in his home state for voting in favor of conviction. "A commission would reveal what was known, who knew it and when they knew, all that, because that builds the basis so this never happens again," Cassidy told ABC, adding that he was attempting to hold President Trump accountable with his vote in the trial. Even Republicans who found Trump not guilty with their vote have tried to distance themselves from the former president. Most notably, the Senate's Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, said, "The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president." McConnell, who insisted that he voted against impeachment because Trump was no longer in office, after refusing to hold the trial while Trump was still in office, statements on Saturday seemed to punt the responsibility of holding Trump responsible to civil courts. "We have a criminal justice system in this country. We have civil litigation. And former presidents are not immune from being held accountable by either one." Prior to the impeachment vote, Pelosi wrote a letter to her Democratic colleagues saying, "It is clear that we will need to establish a 9/11-type commission to examine and report upon the facts, causes and security relating to the terrorist mob attack on January 6th. She renewed her support for the commission after Trump's acquittal. "A commission on the Capitol riot would need to be approved via legislation like the 9/11 commission was, and lawmakers may ultimately disagree on who should sit on it. Still, the idea has been gaining steam. For the first time in however many years, we had an insurrection incited by the President of the United States where 5 people died, more have died since, hundreds were injured, people lost fingers, lost eyesight," said Madeline Dean, one of the House impeachment managers, said on ABC. "Of course there must be a full commission, an impartial commission, not guided by politics, filled with people who would stand up to the courage of their conviction," she said. Links to sites. Links, sites. http://brooklynny.com. Calls grow for commission to investigate Capitol riot. Washington, lawmakers fresh off the impeachment acquittal of former President Donald J. Trump are issuing growing calls for a bipartisan commission to investigate the administrative and law enforcement failures that led to the mob attack on the Capitol on January 6 and recommend changes to prevent another siege. Such a commission appears to be the primary remaining option for Congress to try to hold Mr. Trump to account for his role in the assault. Top lawmakers have quashed the idea of a post-impeachment censure of the former president and the possibility of barring him from future office under the 14th Amendment, which prohibits any official involved in insurrection or rebellion from holding office, seems remote. Lawmakers in both parties have called for a commission modeled on the bipartisan panel established after the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Representative Madeleine Dean, Democrat of Pennsylvania and an impeachment manager, described it on ABC's This Week on Sunday as an impartial commission, not guided by politics, filled with people who would stand up to the courage of their conviction. President George W. Bush signed a law establishing the 9/11 Commission in 2002, mandated to investigate what caused the attack and what might have stopped it, and to outline how to prevent a similar attack. After a 20-month investigation, the commission offered 36 recommendations for how to reshape intelligence coordination and congressional oversight. "We need a 9/11 commission to find out what happened and make sure it never happens again, and I want to make sure that the Capitol footprint can be better defended next time," Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, said on Fox News Sunday. In the House, rank-and-file lawmakers in both parties have introduced legislation that would establish a commission, with some Democrats proposing a broader examination of the federal government's response to domestic terrorism and violent extremism. "We will have an after-action review," Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California told reporters late last month. "There will be a commission." She has since been briefed repeatedly by retired General Russell L. Honoré, who has been tapped to examine security on Capitol Hill, which remains surrounded by fences lined with razor wire and under the watch of National Guard troops. In the near future, Congress needs to smartly transition to a more sustainable security presence, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the minority leader, said in late January. "Keeping the Capitol safe cannot and will not require huge numbers of uniformed troops and vast systems of emergency fencing to remain in place forever." Democrats, who abruptly dropped what had been a successful demand for witnesses during the final day of the trial on Saturday, framed a possible commission on Sunday as a way to not only understand the failures that had led to the breach of the Capitol but also to underscore Mr. Trump's role in the events. "There's still more evidence that the American people need and deserve to hear," Senator Chris Coons, Democrat of Delaware, said on This Week, adding that a commission would make sure that we secure the Capitol going forward and lay bare the record of just how responsible Mr. Trump was for the attack. Before the impeachment proceedings, there had been discussion of a bipartisan censure resolution in lieu of a trial. But lawmakers quickly abandoned the idea as the trial moved forward, in part because Democrats had demanded stronger language than what Republicans were comfortable with. Asked about the chances for a resolution intended to keep Mr. Trump from running for office again, Senator John Thune of South Dakota, the number two Republican, said, "I don't think that'll go anywhere." "Every senator has had the opportunity to express his or her views," said Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, who had been involved in the discussions. Ms. Pelosi, speaking at a news conference on Saturday, declared such a resolution to be a slap in the face of the Constitution. "We censure people for using stationery for the wrong purpose," she said. "We don't censure people for inciting insurrection that kills people in the Capitol." Links to sites. Links, sites. http://brooklynny.com. Paramilitant communications under close scrutiny in Capitol riot investigation, court records show. Investigators have now cited direct quotes from the walkie-talkie app Cello as paramilitants coached each other, talking about executing citizens' arrests and everything we f-king trained for, inside the Capitol. They found a text message from an alleged organizer among the oath keepers discussing an idea to bring weapons into Washington, D.C., on a boat, crossing the Potomac River. And they've acknowledged finding planning materials, including bomb-making documents, in multiple defendants' cases. In the conspiracy case against Jessica Watkins of Ohio, prosecutors outline how the alleged Oath Keeper wrote to recruits in the months before the insurrection to discuss training. Watkins mentioned basic training in January, a full-week affair that included war games, riot control and rescue operations as the extremists prepared for the presidential inauguration, prosecutors say. And when police visited her house in mid-January, they found an apparent toolbox for rebellion, complete with a mini drone, pool cues cut down to baton size and a recipe for making a destructive device, prosecutors said in a filing Thursday. In another detail, prosecutors said Watkins was involved in national leadership calls for the Oath Keepers before January 6, but they have not revealed how much investigators have learned about the calls. In the indictment of Watkins and two others late last month, prosecutors described that she responded to an invitation for a call on the encrypted messaging platform Signal. Prosecutors also note that Caldwell sent messages about bidding on eBay for a tomahawk axe called the Zombie Killer and maps to walk from Virginia into D.C. East toward the target, according to the court filing Thursday. Prosecutors have also made clear they've obtained many of the defendant's social media posts, including, in Caldwell's case, a video he sent and then unsent over Facebook's messaging app. Watkins and Caldwell are both fighting for their release from detention, and the Justice Department is pushing in court to keep them detained. They have not yet been arraigned following their indictment in D.C.'s Federal District Court. Building on searching warrants. The fruit of the investigators' searches adds to an already voluminous record of public posts online, live streams and even selfies made by participants in the riot. All these cases aren't based upon social media and Twitter and Instagram posts. We also have traditional law enforcement tools, grand jury subpoenas, search warrants, and you don't get that overnight, Michael Sherwin, the acting U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., who is leading the Capitol riot cases, said at a news conference in late January. Sherwin has spoken publicly about having used more than 500 subpoenas and search warrants to sweep in evidence, and federal agents have descended on properties from California to the East Coast. Loosely organized extremists. One of the issues facing investigators may be how loosely organized the extremist groups are, essentially collections of groups that at times cross paths with one another over their support for President Donald Trump or anger with the 2020 election and distrust of government. In Nordian's case, for instance, prosecutors have described him marching on January 6 with other Proud Boys members, as well as interacting in the crowd with Robert Gieswine, a Colorado man allegedly affiliated with the extremist group the Three Percenters, who runs a paramilitary training group. Prosecutors have revealed little in their case against Gieswine following his arrest in mid-January. Nordian and Gieswine have not yet formally faced their charges in D.C., and the Justice Department is seeking to reverse a ruling earlier this week that Nordian could be released from detention. Gieswine is detained, according to court records. Thus far, evidence has shown that the individuals and groups responsible for January 6 attack were not part of one cohesive group, said George Salem, who led programs to counter extremism at the Department of Homeland Security and now is a senior vice president at the Anti-Defamation League. Instead, what we have witnessed through the release of various charging documents and footage released is several disparately organized groups from different geographic areas, backgrounds, and levels of sophistication attempt to join forces for mutual goals, Salem said. Links to sites. Links, sites. http://brooklynny.com.